what the heck is going on over at Bungie and Marathon? Let's get into it. So Marathon is Bungie's return to one of their original IPs, which is set to release later this year in September. Unfortunately, it seems that the closer we get to the launch date, the worse news gets for Marathon. The recent Marathon closed alpha seemed to garner mixed results from players, most being lukewarm on the whole extraction shooter aspect and how, despite its visuals, didn't seem to offer anything unique that hadn't been seen in the genre. Unfortunately, the same artwork and visuals that were praised by players and fans alike have been found to be plagiarized. What's worse is that several artists, including Joseph Cross, their art director at Bungie, have been found to be following anti-real during the development of Marathon. Now, Bungie responded to the allegations on Blue Sky, stating, now, Bungie is blaming one unnamed artist for the plagiarism, and there's been no other update over the weekend. Anti-Real did post to her original post thread to say, Bungie should, at the very least, offer heavy compensation for Anti-Real's work, since her designs are quite literally the entire identity of Marathon's aesthetic. Unfortunately, this isn't Bungie's first run-in with plagiarism, it's actually the fourth. Last year, Bungie admitted they used fan art when designing a Destiny 2 Nerf gun only after they were called out by the original artist, Tofu Rabbit. The day after the Ace of Spades Nerf gun was released, Tofu posted irrefutable evidence that Bungie ripped off their design, and that design was actually commissioned back in 2015. Then, on October 2nd, 2024, last year, Matthew Kelsey Martineau filed a lawsuit against Bungie for lifting his writings for the story of Destiny's Red Legion. The argument with presenting these pieces was to show accurate reproductions of the accused video game campaigns, since the alleged plagiarized content had been vaulted so it could not be used as comparison. The affidavit from Green read that the Red War and Curse of Osiris couldn't be run because their outdated code doesn't work with Destiny 2's framework, which is why it's been vaulted. Martineau, rightfully, argued that the actual expansion should be used as evidence for comparison rather than pages from the Destiny Wiki and game trailers. The court dismissed Bungie's motion to dismiss the case. The plaintiff has sufficiently alleged the elements of an action for a copyright infringement, said the court. Back in 2023, Bungie was under scrutiny for stealing another artist's designs for a cutscene in Destiny 2, The Final Shape. Are you tired of me repeating that same phrase over and over again? Yeah, me too. But it doesn't stop there. 2021, Relay 314's fan art was used in the Witch Queen's trailer and, you guessed it, without permission. It's not known whether or not Relay got paid for their work, but it seems highly unlikely that they did. Bungie's repeated cases of plagiarism are just exhausting at this point. There hasn't been an update on the Marathon situation, but hopefully Bungie does make it right again with the artist. I don't understand why corporations can't just ask for permission or ask to work with that artist if they like their work that much. You would think that in the four times that this has happened, Bungie would learn to just go approach the artist or double check certain things. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But again, all we can hope for at the end of the day is that Bungie makes it right yet again.